All right, welcome back to final segment of tonight's version of Who's Talking, and I think we're going to go to a call. I think we have Mike on the line who has a comment or question. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard you talking about the or speculating about the soccer team for next year and these venues. I just thought you might want to know. Next year's men's Final Four is going to be in Santa Barbara, California.
Wow.
So we're back in it next year, probably going to have to do it without a huge amount of crowd support.
Well, but it sounds like a Who's Talking road trip, though. I think the Santa Barbara.
We might have to cover that day.
They do move it around somewhat. I know it's been in Dallas a couple of times, and but they like to use Cary because there's a lot of soccer interest in that area. And I also think it's a training complex for the U.S. national team.
Well, listen, thank you. We appreciate that update and the clarification, and look forward to a California trip next year for the Who's. And maybe Who's Talking. But thanks, Mike. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir.
I think it's time now for our fall and winter sports review. We'll start with Frank Maloney.
Well, as you heard just moments ago, the men's soccer team, I think the NCAA champion Wahoos are still celebrating and enjoying the holidays. Tony Tachani and Diego Restrepo were named to several All-American squads. Coach George Galnovich was named Men's Coach of the Year by Soccer America. Will Bates was named Freshman of the Year. And Restrepo was also named First Team MVP. And Tony Tachani was named Second Team MVP.
Well, we've already talked a lot about men's basketball. A couple of wins since the last time. Hampton and NJIT, they tip off tonight momentarily in Charlottesville against UAB at 7 o'clock on our sister station, WRVA. So if you're listening to us and you're not at the game, switch over to WRVA momentarily and listen to the broadcast.
Women's basketball, the number 23-ranked Cavaliers defeated Samford 69-60 on Monday night. And then the very next day they defeated Liberty 63-54 on Tuesday night. So they won the Marriott Cavalier Classic. UVA moves to 9-3 of the season. Next up, the Hoos travel west to play Colorado on January 2nd. Maybe they're going to work in some skiing while they're out there. And as you know, Monica Wright continues her assault on the career scoring record held by Dawn Staley.
Men's swimming and diving, men and women's swimming, head coach Mark Bernardino announced the signing of 7 men to national letters of intent to join the program next fall, including Brad Phillips of Herndon, Virginia, and Patrick Sullivan of Alexandria, Virginia. They both will join the Cavalier men's team in 2010-11. UVA is off until January 9th when the swimmers will host Tennessee at the UVA Aquatic Center.
Men's wrestling, UVA is ranked 18th. They're led by Coach Steve Garland. Chris Henrich, Ross Gitmer, Matt Snyder, Derek Valenti, Pat Riley, Mike Selipek advanced as the Cavaliers are currently in 5th place, entering tonight's second day of the Southern Scuffle down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Next team matches for the Hoos are in the Virginia Duels down in Hampton, Virginia on January the 8th.
And Frank, last but not least, we wanted to just mention and thank our sponsors who have been with us throughout the whole year. Wish them well and ask our listeners to support those who have supported Who's Talking.
Next week's show promises to be very entertaining as we expect men's head soccer coach George Galnovich to join us to talk about the Who's latest NCAA championship.
Yeah, we've got to get Frank Maloney well, and in the meantime, we hope the Wahoo Nation has a happy new year.
Again, I want to thank everyone for supporting us so far this year, and we still have several more months to go, and we look forward to an exciting basketball season. A lot of big games coming up.
Yeah, it gets serious now. ACC play begins January 9th for Virginia. So thanks for listening. We'll join you again next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
Thanks a lot, guys.